Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I am Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention, your attention. Now, why is that? Because let us remember this again, what we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Plato and Alphabetic Thinking from the book titled The Axe Maker's Gift: Technology's Capture and Control of Our Minds and Culture by James Burke and Robert Onstein. This book is about the people who gave us the world in exchange for our minds. The gifts we accepted from them gave us the power to change the way we lived, but doing so also changed the way we thought. It is a stunning account of how scientific thinking and technology have gained control over the way we perceive and value the world. Now to the excerpt. Plato and Alphabetic Thinking. Plato expressed his concerns about how alphabetic thinking might affect our view of knowledge, in an admonition that would go largely unheeded until the late 20th century. Here it is. It will produce forgetfulness in the souls of those who have learned it, through lack of practice at using their memory, as through reliance on writing, they are reminded from outside by alien marks, not from inside themselves by themselves. You have discovered an elixir not of memory but of reminding. To your students you give an appearance of wisdom, not the reality of it. Having heard much in the absence of teaching, they will appear to know much when for the most part they know nothing, and they will be difficult to get along with, because they have acquired the appearance of wisdom instead of wisdom itself. Here ends the excerpt. Interesting, thought-provoking, and I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy of it already, you can buy your copy from the following link, which is provided. If you can't click or see it by any chance, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and purchase your copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. If you like reading it by yourself, do not forget sharing interesting, thought-provoking excerpts with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.